શ્રી શ્રી વિશ્વરૂપ ખૌ મીન્સ વિશ્વરૂપ વોઝ એલ્ડર બ્રધર ઓફ શ્રી ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ. લાઈક ઇન બ્રજલીલા બલદેવ પ્રભુ રોહિણી નંદન ઓફ ગોકુલ હુ ટુક બર્થ ઇન ગોકુલ બાય ધ અંબ ઓફ રોહિણી મધર રિયલી હી ઇઝ બલરામ. બટ ફર્સ્ટ ચતુર્વ્યુ ઇન દ્વારકા and he is he Sankarsan, Mahan, Mool Sankarsan, manifestation of Baldev of Braja. In this way Mool Balram is Nityananda Prabhu and Vishwarup Prabhu is Vaibhav Prakash of Nityananda Prabhu. He is like Mool Sankarsan. First Vishwarup came in this world by the womb of Shashi Maiya after 7 girls or I don't remember. How many?
9.
And that is why Shashi Maiya and all other Padosin neighborhood old ladies like Sachimai and Sita Thakurani and Malini, especially both at the birth time of birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came and they kept name Nimai, that they cannot eat neem tree's leaves, so Nimai. So today is Vishwarup Khau, not birthday, but when Mahaprabhu discovered, he went to South India and he went to Vitthal, not Siranga, Pandharpur, and from Pandharpur, about 5-6 mil more on the bank of a river, Bhima Nadi, he discovered that Vishwarup has left his body here. And then he made Khaurkarya, shape, as a sannyasi. So he saved. So from that day, we observe this day. Very auspicious. When Vishwarup Prabhu left this world, he entered in the body of Mool Baldev Prabhu, and then Nityananda Prabhu did his own everything. So this Sankarsan came first to make a platform, like Baldev Prabhu came first to make a platform. So everywhere he comes like this. So he came first in Om, and thus when Nityananda Prabhu, અરે ધીર કૃષ્ણ કા ક્યા હો ગયા, દેખો તુમ છૂના મત, છુએગા તો ગડબડ ન હો. દેખો સિર કા બાલ મત કટવાના પૂરા. ઓકે ઠીક હૈ. इसलिए विश्व खौर है, किंतु एनीथिंग एल्स इज देयर दैट दिस वेरी डे भक्ति वेदांत क्या नाम था अभय बाबू के टू सेल हिज बुक्स इन मथुरा मेडिसिन एंड ही वॉज कॉट बाई मी एंड आई ड्रैग्ड हिम फ्रॉम एनीवेयर एल्स विथ हिज ऑल मेडिसिन एंड utensils and kept by side by my room. And Gurudev Maharaj also came some days before of this day. I requested him that you are so much learned and you are Kripa Patra of your Gurudev and he has ordered you that you should preach in Western country, you should write essays, articles in English, in harmonies, and thus you should preach everywhere in world. But you are here, what doing? Then he told his old story, that I was fearing that if anyone chant Hari name, read Bhagavad Gita and do bhakti of Krishna, then he will have to lose his family and everything and they will kick out from family and he will be failure in all his worldly activities. Then I was so much worried for this. What to do? But I could not give up my chanting, remembering and all these things. Continue. And what happened? My everything, Bengal chemical managership, after he made a factory of medicine in Allahabad, big factory, it was failure. And then he opened a very big shop of medicine where Jawaharlal Nehru, Indian president, and his daughter Indira Gandhi and other prominent persons of Allahabad used to come there. After some days it also finished. Then he took his medicines and began to advertise and and then anyhow, when he became penniless, and then he came here in Mathura. Then luckily I saw him. Oh, Prabhu, why you are here? And then requested him to come to Keshavji Gaudiya Math, and he came. And I gave a separate room and arranged everything for him. And he began to translate and do so many things. Published 3 books of Srimad Bhagavat, 3 volumes. Still, they are kept, I have kept in my library. Then I requested him. Then he told this story. And then Gurudev, I told, requested Gurudev, oh, he is your junior brother and you are bosom friends, each other. Why you are not requesting him to take renounce order? And then he at once told him, Prabhu, don't delay. It will be too late. You should take sannyas. But he was hesitating. And then Muni Maharaj at once came, Sanatan Prabhu, old of 96 years, and told, if you will take, I will take with you. And then he was inspired and he took sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And I became priest. I collared his संन्यास उत्तरीय और बहिर्वास डोर कॉपिन डंड एवरीथिंग एंड आई टॉट हिम हाउ टू यूज ऑल दीज थिंग्स एंड आई डिड वैष्णव होम कृष्णदास बाबाजी महाराज एंड अवर शेषाई प्रभु एंड अदर्स वेर डूइंग कीर्तन एंड दस संन्यास वॉज गिवेन टू हिम एंड आफ्टर सून आफ्टर दैट ही वेंट टू झांसी टू प्रीच विथ सो मेनी डिवोट अवर ब्रह्मचारी आगरा एंड आफ्टर आगरा ही केम टू झांसी एंड फ्रॉम झांसी ही प्रीच सक्सेसफुली एंड ही कॉल्ड माई गुरुदेव एंड वी विथ गुरुदेव अबाउट 15 ब्रह्मचारी एंड सन्यासी यू वेंट देयर टू टेक ए some land for making preaching center. But at last that person refused. But there he found a very cultured and learned person. What name? You know? Jhansi? Shastri. Shastri. What name? No, here that.
Mr. Soini.
What Shastri? And then he took Harinam from him, was very learned. But at least he had taken Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish there, but he could not be happened. Then he brought that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and established in Keshavji Gaudiya. Still Mahaprabhu is Prabhakar Shastri. Prabhakar Mishra. Mishra, he is still alive and he is in Delhi perhaps. So, after that, he wanted to publish a monthly magazine. And then back to Godhead he established, and in Hindi, back to Godhead.
Bhagavad Darshan.
He began to do. And he was writing article for Bhagavad Patrika and also Gaudiya Patrika, helping my Gurudev also. And then, anyhow, though he was penniless, but he tried his hard activities to go to America and to preach, because this order was from Prabhupada, his Gurudev. So anyhow he managed, and he went by a navigation,
Sindhya navigation,
by ocean way. And in the midday, midway, anywhere he became so sick, any samudrik disease came.
Heart attack.
And he was about to die, and he was praying Prabhupada. And Prabhupada again gave his saved his life, and he wrote a kavita there. But someone, they tell that he was of Sakharas. But I don't accept that thing, that he was Sakharas. In Madhur Rash, also Sakhi is there. Sakhya Vatsalya, Dasya Sakhya, everything is there. So it may be he has written that thing as a friend Sakhya, but he was of in Mahaprabhu line, Rupa Goswami line, because he has read whole Chaitanya Charitamrit, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani and other books. If he have a greed, he has no greed. So this cannot be. So he must be in Madhur Rash, follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnava. Some persons They want to tell that we should tell Prabhupadanuga instead of Rupanuga. They don't like Rupanuga. They are foolish, really foolish and mad. No intelligence. Rupanuga is best and excellent in any way. So he was fond of this. He has written commentary, so many things, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, up to 9th canto he has written. So surely he was of that. And then he anyhow went to America, New Jersey first went, or
Boston.
And from Boston he went to New York. And then in a garden. Pumpkin garden. Closing his eyes, sitting in the middle of
park
under a shade of a tree. And he began to with karta. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, began to dance all round. So many hippies. And they became so inspired that they began to give him cigarettes and bottle of wine and everything, what they like. In that way, he used to sit there and chant every day. And first hippie, perhaps she or Shyam Rani, head of the department of hippie. Very beautiful teenage-aged girl. And Vrindavan Vilasini. Oh, very beautiful teenage-aged girls. And boys very beautiful, like Tamal. And so many. Oh, you are hippie? No, he was not hippie. So all were inspired by him. And in a couple of years, oh, thousands and thousands of disciples, ladies and men both. And after that, he began to establish centers in America and then where? In Los Angeles, everywhere in America, out of America, in England, London, and after that everywhere in mountains, top of mountains, in midst of forests, in ocean, everywhere he established preaching center. Miracle was that in couple of years he wrote so many books, especially he translated Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita it is, Chaitanya Charitamritam, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu in brief, Upadeshamritam, so many things. And he introduced in Western countries sannyas, though before, prior to this, Prabhupada had sent in America Pujyapad Ban Maharaj, Pujyapad Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Bazar Tirth Maharaj, so many. They tried to preach in England, Germany, everywhere. And they went through to King. And they met with Churchill. They met with Hitler. They met with so many. At that time, Pancham George. And they wanted to preach there. Goswami Maharaj preached in the assembly, but not in general persons. That was a wrong thing. So they could not be so successful. Very little. Because they wanted to preach in higher class of learned and officers, kings and ministers and so many things. But Swamiji what did? Like Prabhupada, went to general persons because they want to accept. King or ministers and highly cultured, they cannot accept. Or they can appreciate. Oh, very good. But nothing to do with that. But what he did? He went to general peoples like hippies and others. And from there he began. And then, oh, so many, Tamal, Brahmananda, Kirtananda first, Kirtananda came, and so many came. And he introduced also sannyas, whether it was legal or illegal, but he introduced, gave name like Tamal Krishna, like Charu Krishna, Brahmananda, Jaya Pataka, like this. Though it is not written in 108 names, because he was astrologer also, he has calculated something that they will differentiate. So I think by this reason, or why he is Parikara of Krishna, so he has thought something. And in the last, he called me. He preached everywhere there. He used to be there. Sometimes coming to India 2-3 times. And that is why he preached everywhere. And after that, when he became sick, and then he came to his home. Bombay was his office. Mayapur was sadhan place, and this was siddha place. So he returned back here. Whole day long, night kirtan. And in the last day he called me, called Narayan Maharaj. Because I have served him since 1946. So he was very kind to me and attractive to me. So he called me, I went. Ban Maharaj was there, very learned person, his elder, god brother, and others were there. But he called me and told that, now my last days. He took my hands in his hands and began to weep. And he told that, excuse me for that I have done something wrong. That I have told that, oh, Gaudiya Vaishnava, all other my god brothers, they only take prasadam and sleep, doing nothing. This was wrong. Something also I have done bad for preaching. I told that, oh, you should not repent. You have done anyhow to maintain your disciples, that they should learn with you. They should not go here and there. Then he told that you should give my samadhi and help my devotees, disciples. I told, promise that I will carry your orders. And that is why I went to Western countries. I was not going, but ISKCON, they pressured on me that you must go. And then I went, what to do? And then, oh, so many seniors, unsincere devotees, they were attracted by my preaching. They follow me. They took sannyas like him. And so many. And still now, they are coming to me. And I'm helping. I gave his samadhi with my own hand. And for that is why I thought that the places he has went to Western countries, these are my sacred places. No, Tirtha.
Tirtha.
I went there. I was astonished how he preached like so, that everywhere, still they are not coming anyone new by their preaching, only by his name and by his books. Very sweet behavior, very polite, mixing with very lower classes persons also like Nityananda Prabhu, rejected by samaj,
society,
and he went and embraced them. That was all were attracted. But now, ISKCON leaders, they are not properly following his orders. That is why they are quarreling. I told at that time, I went to say something, and then he told to Brahman and all others, Tamal, Jayapataka, listen what Maharaj is telling, and follow him. I told that, don't think that your Gurudev will die. He cannot die. He will always be everywhere, like Brahma, Krishna. If you pray, he will inspire. So don't think. And after he is leaving this planet, you should not quarrel for position, for money, for anything. Don't quarrel. Give each other honor to superiors, love to juniors, and then you should preach his mission. Otherwise you cannot. And then he told, he became very glad. I told that you should follow what he is telling. And then he told again that you must help my devotees. That is why I am going. And by his mercy, everywhere in the world where he himself could not go, oh, he has sent me there also. And his senior disciples, so many, they have come to me. I'm trying to help them. They can appreciate. Sarup, what? Sasarup, may, what? Derail, may derail. But Shyamrani cannot derail. He will be okay. And if any argument on any subject of bhakti line, oh, she can defeat all. They cannot answer her all questions. I'm very happy that very qualified like them, they have joined me and they are helping me. Now I want that his lady disciple first, perhaps she or anyone, what name? Before you? Jamuna? Acha. Here you are. So you should glorify him and give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. I took so much time.
30 minutes.
Same day. And I also wanted to explain the pranam mantra of Swamiji. What?
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine.
Gauravani Pracharine Mayabad.
Sunyavad. Sunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine.
So what was that? And what is Gauravani? It may be that in evening class I will explain something about this. Now, Manjari, his disciple, she will speak 2 minutes because time is over, and in evening class I will again invite you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.